On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian Fanboy, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I am very well. What on earth is going on in movies at the moment? Is there anything good to see?
Well, the cinemas are still slowly reopening up here, but there aren't a lot of new titles hitting the big screen, so I thought I'd mention a couple of recent streaming new releases that I've seen.
Sounds good.
And give you my opinion on them.
Very cool. What are we talking about?
The first one is on Disney Plus. It's a film that was originally going to be coming out in theaters, then pivoted to streaming thanks to some situation that's going on in the world.
I wonder what that could be.
Yeah, it's called Artemis Fowl. Have you heard about this film?
Okay, I really loved these books when I was a kid, so I feel very conflicted about a movie because, you know, 11-year-old me would have loved a movie. Me now is like, maybe I just want to leave that in my childhood as something that was, you know, whole and complete and doesn't need to be revisited, maybe.
Yeah, the books were very much part of the initial young adult fiction boom at the turn of the millennium. Rights were snapped up, movies were announced, and then nothing happened for 20 years.
Mm.
And they finally made it. And I have not read the books, but from what I gather, it's a very non-faithful adaptation.
Oh, dear.
it's one complaint that's been leveled at this film. The film is about a young guy whose father's kidnapped. He's in Ireland. He lives in this amazing house. And it turns out that all the kind of Irish adjacent fantasy tropes like fairies and sprites and trolls and four-leaf clovers, actually that's not part of it, are all real. And he comes up against this kind of army of fairies as he's trying to get a hold of this magical artifact to try and get his dad back. What I gather, the kids in the book is a bit more of an anti-hero, and he sort of starts off with kind of the wrong motivations and stuff, which isn't really the case in the film. The film has more of, it almost feels just like a magical Home Alone or something.
Right, okay.
And the film is a bit of a mess. It's got the thing I like most about it is the house that he lives in, which is
very flash. Or what have we got?
It's just like it's on the coast. It's got this kind of ramp going down into the water. It's not so much flash in that it's like, you know, I love like a library in a house.
Yep.
With a ladder that rolls around on wheels, that kind of vibe.
Oh, that's very cool, yeah.
And that's what the house kind of evokes. There's a few cool set pieces, and the fairies have these nice green uniforms, but that's about as much fun as I had watching Artemis Fowl.
That is a shame, because I loved those books. They were so popular when they came out. I'm pretty sure as well Ian Colfer, who wrote them, came to the Christchurch Library when I was a child and I got my book signed. I think I have a signed copy of that on my parents' bookshelf at home. But I do remember them being super like punk, and the anti-hero thing was really cool, and like they were quite different to a lot of other books that were out there. So it's a bit of a shame that they've kind of, I guess, smoothed off the edges a little bit.
Yeah, it sounds like they have. Can you tell me how to pronounce the author's first name?
I think it's Ian Colfer. Like,
oh wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's so many vowels in that name that I wasn't sure. That's
I also
that's
could be completely wrong, because I'm taking this from my 11-year-old memory here. So if I'm wrong, text us on 5395. I'm sure there's someone else out there who will know better than I. But yeah, that is a shame to hear. But I'm also not hugely surprised, because with something like this, 20 years of people waiting, people are probably going to be a little bit disappointed by it.
Yeah, it maybe missed its moment and had an opportunity to do something different, as you say, but Disney didn't want to
Arthur's nearby.
Have a child not having anything less than virtuous motivations.
Yeah.
Anyway, the other big new Netflix film is Da Five Bloods, which is Spike Lee's new movie.
Ah, yes.
About some Vietnam veterans who head back to Vietnam to try and retrieve some buried gold that they encountered during their time in the war. This is a film that it's a great movie, and it cannot help but be informed to a certain degree by the Black Lives Matter movement.
Mm-hmm.
Spike Lee's, you know, always never shied. I mean, to say he's never shied away is an understatement. His films have often been about these kind of topics, and this film is very much about the African American experience in the mm-hmm. Vietnam War and society in general. It has power anyway, but it can't sort of help feel even more powerful because mm-hmm. of that. You know, I guess good timing. It feels weird to say good weird, timing for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
But you know what I mean.
Timely timing, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Delroy Lindo is in it. Clark Peters and Isaiah Woodlock Jr., who are both from The Wire, all great actors, but Delroy Lindo playing a, I don't know if you'd call him a conservative man, but they like to use this term moderate in America mm-hmm. when they don't want to quite say they're conservatives, which is an unexpected aspect of his character, but an amazing performance. Definitely going to be in the Oscar conversation.
Cool.
And yeah, it's kind of an adventure reunion kind of film, but also a lot more than that. I thought it was really powerful.
I just think Spike Lee is one of those directors who knows how to absolutely get to the quick of things with, you know, everything you sort of think should be there is there and then some, and he just kind of managed to tell you exactly what's going on in a really like punchy way. He's one of those directors that just nails it every single time, eh?
Yeah, I don't know, he's made a lot of films. I don't know if he nails it every single time.
Maybe not,
but he's made more than his fair share of classics, and he doesn't hold back. You're right, his films kind of can deliver on kind of a plot popcorn level, but there's always several more layers to them on top of that. Do the Right Thing is one of my all-time favorite movies. Mm. I revisit that a lot, and I got to make a promo for it once, and that was hugely hugely satisfying. But he's definitely as relevant as he's ever been as a filmmaker, and Da Five Bloods definitely bears that.
So Da Five Bloods is on Netflix, and that gets a big thumbs up, and then the Artemis Fowl movie is on Disney Plus, and that gets a bit more of a maybe not.
Yeah, it's nice to look at in certain sections.
That's not a very resounding review, but I'm sure some people will enjoy it. Hey, thank you so much, Fabian, for having a chat to us this morning. Have a lovely weekend.
You too. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
See you later.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
You certainly.